responsibilities and liabilities of the mental health board, and that's the piece that's attached here that Alan provided. And I think that I'm not quite clear. So, Kate, is what happened that we took the memo that Alan sent me and turned it into the attachment? Is that what's happened here? Because these are...
Yes, they're virtually identical. It was just making it into a policy document.
Okay. All right. So, comments from committee members?
Jody, you know, I have to apologize. You know, when I mentioned earlier at the very beginning of the meeting, this is one, because there was another attachment to this, yes?
Well, there's two pages. There's a memo from me from Alan.
Correct.
And then there's a page labeled attachment.
Okay. So Jody, I hate to do this because I literally just saw this yesterday, or looked at it yesterday, and I misplaced I've got the rest of the packet, but this is one that I don't have. Could you please quick send it to me?
Okay, I am doing it now.
And I got my email open. Sorry about that. I thought I had everything I needed.
I just emailed it to you.
Okay. Yep. There it is. And I had looked at this already, but like I said, to this morning, I couldn't find anything I need for... That's the kind of day I've had. I haven't been able to find anything I need. Okay. I got it. Thank you so much. Okay.
Chairwoman Eilers, committee members, I have a question. Will this document then be used for onboarding purposes?
It would be used for onboarding, and it would be used for full board education. What I had asked Alan was, would he, if we had a time on the agenda that was set aside for board education, would he come and talk about this with the board? That we would circulate this to the board, ask them to come prepared to have a discussion about this and raise their questions. That was how I saw it. And then it would be used for onboarding also.
Yeah, I think that there's interest in that overall, Kathy. We've talked about this before.
Well, they're right. That was one of the things in the board self-analysis that was rated highly as people not getting it. Not
correct.
Understanding, you know, what the rules and responsibilities were, which is why I reached out to Alan to put this together. So it would seem to me if this is okay with us as to content, then we would put it on the agenda as a board education item.
I think it's especially true of newer members that we've acquired over the last year or two. And I would be in favor of having this on an agenda.
Okay. Tom, you have thoughts about this?
Yeah, I mean, other than what I've already said, I think it would be helpful, certainly as an onboarding tool.
I think, Tom, your question about the fiduciary piece, that could be an informed part of the discussion when we as a full board had the conversation without.
Yeah, I particularly like the idea that we can't be sued, which lends support to my thesis that our responsibilities are limited and protected. But, you know, that's, I'm sort of off topic there. I realize that I'm going back to, you know, our meeting with Glenn Castor and his interpretation of the statutes and then looking at Alan's recitation. You know, it's hard to put those two together.
Madam Chair, there's a document that I've reviewed that might be helpful also. That's the initial report on Act 203 that's coming from the Corporation Council, and perhaps you all have already reviewed that, but that was something that was at the time of the establishment of the board that talks about the Corporation Council's interpretation. Just that maybe board members would like to revisit that in addition to what the Corporation Council is providing now.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at that. Kate, did you think there was a difference between that and what he said here in any substantive way? I mean, that's sure, but...
Yeah, I've been going through it, and I still need a little bit more time with it, but I had reviewed your committee discussion from a few months ago and hearing some of the discussion, just trying to get up to speed with things. And I know that this is another legal opinion from a different attorney, so hearing what some of the committee members had shared about getting alternative perspectives, this is still, again, Corporation Council perspective, but it might be useful to look at, and I can continue to look at it, too. Of course, I'm not an attorney, but
yeah,
I'd be happy to look at it.
Well, I think the one thing that might be helpful from your perspective is... Do you see any substantive difference between what Alan produced and what that document references?
Mm-hmm.
I would hope not, because I would hope that Alan used that document as source material for producing this document. But
yeah, I think I'm still just getting through it, but I have some questions about, like, I see how the evolution of the HR function, just in my own edification, trying to understand how this board came into being and how, you know, where the different powers and responsibilities lie. But yeah, I can put together any questions or anything that I might see. It might have already been things that you've already addressed, though. So.
Well, maybe if we gave you time to do that, we could have that discussion with you at our next meeting and then push this off as a agenda item to early 2022. Does that make sense to people?
Kathy, would you be talking about another governance committee meeting prior to?
Well, prior to putting this item on the agenda for the full board.
Okay.
But not prior to the next meeting.
Madam Chair, committee members, just as an FYI, you know this information is already automatically going to the board. So whenever there is a committee meeting, prior to a board meeting, all information from committee meetings moves forward to the board meeting. So... this will be included in the December packet.
Well, I don't have any problem with including the discussion about it, but if we're going to change this attachment and the memo in any substantive way, there's no sense in sending that to people.
Right.
Right. So what we would say in the minutes is, that the committee reviewed the memo from Attorney Poland and the document produced by the staff person, and we're going to have further discussion about that.
Okay.
So people would know that we were working on that. Does that seem reasonable to people?
I think so. I think so. It's true. It's not detailed, and it's like a broad brush, right? It's...
Madam Chair, committee members, I do have a question. When we talk about board education items,
yes,
are these going to be separate board meetings strictly for education, or they will be included in regular board meetings?
They would be included in regular board meetings, and I would say you would limit them to 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
So I do have another issue that is maybe parallel to this, but there was a change to the statute, a recent one, where pretty much everybody could fire the administrator, if you recall. The county exec could fire the administrator, the board could fire the administrator, and so on. There probably should be within the governance rules some kind of formal annual evaluation coming from the board of the administrator's effectiveness and role, given the authority to fire him. And I think that that's due not just to this administrator, but any future administrator to have some kind of formal review.
I absolutely agree, and I think it is not okay for either the director of DHS or the county executive to provide an evaluation to the administrator without input from this board.
Now, we could simply unilaterally provide that input and go on record and make that part of our own record. Certainly sending copies to the other parties, but we shouldn't be silent.
Right. I absolutely agree. And I do think that you're right in terms of board responsibilities. That should be included. Whether it says to provide input to the evaluation of the administrator or to conduct an evaluation. I mean, we could argue about how we want to phrase that, but I agree absolutely, Tom.
And I would even say it needs to be formal and written.
Yes.
And then it can be shared and, you know, certainly considered by the other parties, but they know where we stand.
Right.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. It didn't make sense to me, really, to have an evaluation of the administrator sort of exist on an island or in a vacuum without input from the board.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, you could make the case that the only people who should have something to say is the board. I don't think it's clear. I think the way the statute is written, my thing would be that the administrator reports to the board, not to the director of DHS. Now, that's a political battle that we may not want to bother with, but I think that's how it should be.
Well, then I would recommend that that be included in the policy as a responsibility of the board to provide a written evaluation of the administrator, to be delivered to the administrator, to the director, and to the county exec. And they can do with it whatever they want.
Right. So, Kate, will you just see that that gets included?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks.
Hi, Walter.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Walter, we're talking about the mental health board responsibilities, and what we've agreed to is that Kate will compare what Alan has produced, and she has extrapolated to what the original Corp Council assessment was of board responsibilities, and we would add a statement to this about providing a written formal evaluation of the administrator that we would deliver to the administrator, the director of DHS, and the county executive. So that's where we are with this agenda item. And then when we, at our next meeting, we would hear from Kate about the comparison, and then we would put this on the agenda for a full board meeting as a board education item. Hi, Mary. So, Marion Walters, is there anything else you want to say about that? No.
Mary, you're muted. Yeah, she's on mute.
Well, now you're on mute, Mary, unless you aren't talking.
There you go.
You hear me now?
Yes.
I hadn't heard your whole statement. I just tuned in. I had to tune in on somebody else's computer, and I left my reading glasses at home, so I had to do everything and download Teams without glasses, so I apologize for being late.
It's okay. Well, we're talking about the first point on item 3 of the agenda.
Okay.
And the decision we have made is that Kate would compare what Alan Pohl put in his memo and the attachment that she created to the previous Corp Council memo about the board responsibilities, and just to see if there were any differences. We would then discuss those. We would add a statement about evaluating the administrator in a formal written manner, and we would then present this as an in-service topic with the help of Alan Pohl to the full board. So that's what we're doing. Okay. All right. The second part of the item number 3 was Kate was going to look at the mental health board training requirements as they relate to the Medicaid contract. So Kate, do you have something you want to say about that?
I took a look at the contract for wraparound services. There's nothing listed in the contract that pertains to CMS requirements for board training. I also conferred with Matt Fortman just to make doubly sure. And he confirmed that fact. If there's something that you all would like to pursue as you're moving through the board self-analysis results connected to training, we can pursue fundraising opportunities or figure out other ways to make that happen. But in terms of the Medicaid contract, I didn't find anything listed.
Great. So that means it's back on us.
On that point, I know that CMS is very strict about fraud, waste, and abuse training, both on the healthcare provider and the HMO side. And I am surprised that no such training requirement exists. And they are specific about that training occurring with the governance structure. So I am surprised.
Well, maybe that, whether it's a requirement or not, maybe that's a topic for board education that would be important. Do you know somebody, Tom, who could do that training?
The question is whether the Department of Health Services, because of their own contract with CMS, has any governance training requirements around fraud, waste, and abuse. Conflict of interest is another topic area, and they're quite specific. I can make a few calls.
Okay.
Within the department to see if that requirement exists. I will.
Okay. That would be helpful. I mean, I think we cover the conflict of interest thing with the statement of economic interests and the affidavit, you know, and so I'm not so worried about that. But the fraud, waste, and abuse piece is not something we have educated people about. So Tom, we'll put that on our next agenda, okay?
Very good. I will send an email to Curtis Cunningham. He's a deputy Medicaid director, and ask him point blank whether the wraparound contract requires governance training.
Okay. So I guess that there's two major topics for next time to formalize the board responsibilities document, and then find out what obligations we have around fraud, waste, and abuse education, and then probably to go back to the board self-assessment in terms of what other topics people have expressed an interest in. And the other thing is, I guess the whole issue of the bylaws and review of the current bylaws is probably, I mean, they're how many years old now? Six? Merritt, you're on.
Yep, seven.
So they're due for a review. And maybe I could ask people, maybe we would do that at the second next meeting. If we tackle these three things at the next meeting, then at the following meeting, I could ask people to come prepared to have looked at the bylaws and see where they have suggestions for changes. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Is there anything else for the good of this committee? Ms. Smith looks like she's about to say something.
I am, Madam Chair. So just so we know how this will appear on the board's December 9th agenda, there will be a separate item to vote on the policy of finding members for boards. That'll be a separate item. And then you will have your governance committee update where you can inform the board about the rest of the things that we did today.
Exactly. Perfect.
And Jody, I had the document all along. What I did is I didn't scroll.
Okay.
You know, because when you sent it in the mail, it was sent as two separate ones with paper clips.
It was.
And I'm thinking, where's that second document? Well, I just had to scroll, and there it was. So
okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. Is there anything else for the good of the order? If not, we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon. This meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Bye. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.